You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time to hear from the Green Party with co-leader James Shaw.
For this week's chat with the co-leader of the Green Party, Amelia spoke to James Shaw about this week's report from the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, which shows we only have a small window remaining to avoid the planet warming 1.5 degrees above pre-industrial levels, and how the party thinks our progression on emissions reduction has gone. Here's their chat now.
So I just wanted to start with a chat about the IPCC report released this week. It is yet more confirmation that enough isn't being done to limit warming to 1.5 degrees. What were your initial thoughts on this report?
To tell you the truth, I wasn't surprised. I mean, the data has been showing us for some time that targets that countries have set for themselves don't quite yet add up to what's required. But worse than that, countries aren't actually delivering against the targets that they've set for themselves. It's confirmation of a trend. Having said that, there was some good news in there, and that it said that we do still have now a very narrow window of time to turn it around.
In New Zealand's case, our methane emissions are still a really big problem, accounting for 44% of our emissions. What do you think of the progress the government has made in curbing these agricultural emissions?
Well, we are one of the first countries in the world to enter into any sort of agreement with its agricultural sector to reduce animal methane. But progress has been painfully slow, and we still don't have a system in place. And the proposals that I've seen are, I frankly don't think that they go far enough. So that is something that we really do need to knuckle down and deal with.
After last week's cutting of climate policies by Chris Hipkins, have you been able to chat with him about how to make up for these lost policies so that we can hit our 2025 emissions target?
Not yet, but that's frankly only a function of time rather than intent. Obviously, everyone in government's pretty busy with cyclone recovery from Gabrielle and the floods in Auckland. And so, that's just kind of occupying a lot of our attention right now. But we are working on a package of proposals. The thing is, each of those individual policies didn't make a huge difference, but collectively they do add up. And we don't, at this very late point in time, have many easy options left. So that's going to be the rub, really, will be, we're going to have to make some tough choices.
How do you reflect on your cooperation agreement with Labor over the past 3 years? Do you think you've gotten a good deal out of it? Has it been as effective as you'd have liked?
Well, over the course of 5.5 years, remember, we've been in government for two terms with them now. We've got a very good, constructive working relationship with them. We don't agree on everything, as has been evident over the course of the last week. But if we did, then we'd just be in the same political party, right? So you're always going to have moments of tension where different political parties take different views on things in government. Having said that, it is a source of some frustration to me that when you've only got two ministers and they're both outside cabinet, it does mean that you don't get to be around the cabinet table for some of the most crucial decisions. And so, I made the argument over the weekend that with more Green MPs in Parliament and more Green ministers sitting around the cabinet table, we'll be able to ensure that the next government really prioritises action on climate change.
Yeah, and just talking about over the weekend, you had your State of the Planet address. You said that any political party that wants to negotiate with the Green Party after the election must come to the table with stronger, bolder climate action. Does this include the National Party? Would you be willing to work with them?
Well, I always get a little frustrated about this question because no one ever asks the ACT Party whether they're willing to work with the Labor Party. Like I said, we've had a very good, constructive working relationship with Labor over the course of the last 5 years, and we're far more aligned on climate change than we are with any other political party in Parliament. And so, I think given the choice, why would we ever consider going with the National Party? It sort of doesn't make sense to me.
So really your only option is the Labour Party, who have kind of shown that climate policy isn't their idea of bread and butter issues. How can you convince voters that, you know, voting for the Greens would result in meaningful climate action?
Well, the whole point is that the more Green MPs you have in Parliament and the more Green ministers you have around the Cabinet table, the more influence you're able to exert over the direction of the next government. The Green Party is the party that has always prioritised action on climate change above all else. And so, you know, I think if people want a government that's committed to action on climate change, you have to ensure that the Greens have a strong hand in the next government.
That was James Shaw for the Green Party. The Wire.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.